A competition in South Africa is finding a new audience. It's a martial art known as intonga, or stick fighting. Now, the sport had all but died out in South Africa, but in some townships around Cape Town, it's experiencing a revival with a commercial twist. Anders Kelter reports from Kayamandi Township.
On a hot Sunday afternoon, a huge crowd gathers on the side of the road. Two men stand on a dusty patch of land, clutching three-foot-long wooden sticks in each hand. A referee blows his whistle, and the fight begins. This is intonga, or stick fighting. It developed hundreds of years ago in rural parts of the Eastern Cape, where it served as an important rite of passage in Xhosa culture. Thando Sol is here to watch.
You see what they are doing? They used to do in the rural areas where they are coming from. They played with sticks and so forth.
And during that month-long ceremony, where boys become men, a stick fighting champion is determined.
But the most important thing is to see who will be the big man in such a way that who will fight and win.
Intonga is one of the country's oldest sports. Nelson Mandela says in his autobiography, A Long Walk to Freedom, that it helped develop his athletic prowess and his love of the outdoors. But for many here in this urban township, it's the first time they've seen it. Beauty Shungunwa lives nearby. She says events like this are an important reminder of the past.
I think this is reminding us about our culture so that we can know where do we guys come from.
At a playground 20 miles away, Vuyisile Diolotana teaches a group of children the basics of intonga. They wear oversized construction helmets and wrap t-shirts around their hands for protection. Vuyisile shows them how to use one stick to block and the other to attack. Vuyisile works for the stick fighting company, which holds tournaments like the one in Kayamandi. They also run after-school programs. He says stick fighting teaches children valuable lessons.
I'm teaching them about the discipline and the respect, which is quite important to know about the discipline and the respect.
And he points out that sticks are a better alternative to dangerous weapons.
If somebody wants to resolve a conflict, you can rather take a stick instead of taking a gun or a knife, you understand, to go and kill one another.
I asked Mubeko Putumani, an 11-year-old boy, what he thinks about the sport.
Stick fighting is good because you can stay away from bad things like standing around in a corner, smoking, and like robbing people, you know.
So it keeps you out of trouble?
Yes.
Across town, I meet Charles Mysel. He's the founder of the stick fighting company. Most of the organizers and participants are black, but Mysel is white. He says his company is designed to preserve a cultural tradition, but also to make money.
I think the real long-term vision is to elevate the whole stick fighting company to a commercial, sustainable business that creates a lot of jobs for a lot of unemployed people.
He envisions a professional stick fighting circuit, something like American professional boxing or ultimate fighting. And he says he doesn't see a problem with commercializing this tradition, even though he has no connection to it.
Absolutely not. I'm an entrepreneur as well. So if I take something cultural and make money out of it, then I think that's called entrepreneurial spirit, and I think that should be encouraged.
Back in Kayamandi, a competitor who was not allowed to fight at first because he appeared drunk is given the go-ahead. He shrugs off his helmet and twirls his stick high in the air. Lucas Nlipa, a local pastor, stops by to watch. He says this kind of stick fighting isn't a preservation of culture at all. It's just showcasing violence as a way to make money.
Totally wrong. It's wrong. It's out of order.
It's wrong. Totally wrong, he says. Children shouldn't do this. There's nothing in it for them. A whistle sounds and one of the fighters takes a late swing at his opponent. A large scuffle ensues. Pastor Nlipa grabs a stick and, with a group of other people, charges in to break up the fight. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.
You can see a sample of that stick fighting for yourself at theworld.org.